The National Palace Museum in Taipei is composed of three buildings and two gardens. The grounds have undergone several expansions since the museum was first opened in 1965. The museum has an imposing presence with its green glazed roof and walls of yellow and tan nestled among green mountains. As you climb the broad stairway, you'll first pass the main entrance gate with its inscription, "The World is for All." As you continue past a pair of bronze guardian lions, you will be facing the main exhibition hall. This impressive four-storied structure has a traditional facade, reminiscent of palaces in northern China. But despite its classical appearance, the museum has a modern interior with marble walls. The interior is designed with excellent temperature control, as well as insulation against fire, moisture, earthquakes, and burglary. Currently, on the ground floor of the main exhibition hall, the unique skylight is decorated with the cursive script of Tang Dynasty calligrapher Huai Su. As the light outside changes, the skylight reflects slowly moving images of ancient brush strokes onto the atrium floor, injecting a new vitality into the 80-year-old museum. The galleries on the first to the third floors present a narrative of cultural history that is simple and easy to follow. Permanent exhibitions are distributed among eight areas. They are in chronological order, following the dynastic eras of Chinese history. Rotating exhibitions of paintings, calligraphy, books, and documents are replaced with new contents every 3 months. These galleries also feature special exhibitions. The fourth floor of the main exhibition hall integrates the museum into the fabric of the everyday life of our visitors. And it provides visitors a place to take a break and enjoy some refreshments. This floor is modeled on Emperor Qianlong's Studio of Three Rarities. Its elegant mood and design are inspired by the Emperor's chambers, Yangxindian, where he attended to both private and political affairs. The museum's rich collection also includes well-preserved historical books, manuscripts, and Qing Dynasty documents, as well as modern publications pertaining to Chinese culture and history. These can all be found in the library building, an important part of the museum complex.